7 minutes past eight to Shane McElhattan now for a look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The government's plans to change the rent pressure zone system and the reaction to them give many of the papers their lead stories this morning. The Irish Times says there's intense pressure on the government as it proposes to overhaul the rent pressure zone system. The Irish Sun says the government is set to approve an easing of rent control measures this week in a bid to give property investors certainty. Under new rules, says the paper, landlords will be able to raise rents between tenancies and the rent pressure zone cap of 2% rises will be lifted for new apartments. There's plenty of negative reaction. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin Óibrín is widely quoted. According to the Times, he called the proposals utter madness that would create a four-tier rental market. The Irish Daily Mail quotes John Mark McCafferty of the homelessness charity Threshold, warning on RTE Radio yesterday that the proposal will push people into homelessness. The Irish Examiner says the measures are seen as key to get apartment building and finance moving through certainty in the market. And the minister wants improved rental protections to prevent the likelihood of a landlord seeking to move people on or evict tenants. Conor Pope in the Irish Times has a question and answer briefing on the proposals and their implications. Events in the Eastern Mediterranean overnight happened too late for today's papers, but they were inevitable given the quoted warnings from Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz. The Irish Daily Star quotes him vowing to stop the aid boat carrying Greta Thunberg and other activists from reaching the Gaza Strip. You should turn back because you will not make it to Gaza. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan's interview on RT Radio's This Week programme yesterday gives the papers plenty of material. On the issue of his concern over how long it took to find the body of murder victim Tina Satchwell, several papers quote the minister as saying a cadaver dog probably should have been brought into the Satchwell home in 2017 during the investigation. The Star says a report is to be compiled for the minister on Mrs. Satchwell's disappearance, and the case of murdered Kerry farmer Michael Gain is undergoing a peer review. The funeral of Michael Gain at the weekend gets coverage. The Irish Examiner's headline is a quote from Father George Hayes' homily. Today we recover Michael's dignity. The paper quotes Father Hayes, today we speak Michael's name with love, and it's the dignity of Michael's life, not the manner of Michael's death, that will abide in our hearts. All the papers report on the escalation in protests in the United States against the government's immigration raids and deportations. The Irish Independent reports National Guard troops were deployed to Los Angeles following clashes there between authorities and protesters trying to block deportations. The paper says the move to deploy the troops came over the objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom, who accused President Trump of a complete overreaction. The paper points out it's the first time in decades that a state's National Guard has been activated without a request from its governor. Finally, several papers report on the latest controversy to dog the reopening of Skellig Mhí Eol to visitors. The Examiner says the UNESCO World Heritage Site had been closed since May because of a legal dispute over landing permits for boatmen. The paper says the Office of Public Works has come under fire because the start to the already delayed visitor season to Skellig Mhí Eol had to be postponed again. The boat operators who had been given permits for the season were told the season couldn't begin from last Saturday because no tour guides had arrived on the site. The Star reminds us the island gained new fans after it was featured in the Star Wars movies. It now won't be open until tomorrow. The Star's headline milks the Star Wars connection. Phantom guides, a menace for trade.